That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, Lum failed to reach a decision whether to contact Miss Emmeline in accord with the school board's instructions and thus risk the consequences of the restraining injunction she threatened to get out against him, or to ignore the whole thing and risk losing his job as president of the school board. Today, however, is the deadline, and he has no more time in which to decide. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store discussing Lum's plight.
You mean Lum's over there talking to Miss Emmeline right now?
Yeah, that's where he's at, Grandpap.
Went over there in injunctions or no injunctions, huh?
Well, see, he figured that's just about all he could do. The whole school board was depending on him to have a talk with Miss Emmeline to try to get her to take back that resignation that she handed in.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And then he knowed, too, that when the story come out why she was resigning, why, everybody in town had always put the blame right on him for it. They'd say he was the cause of Pine Ridge losing the best teacher it ever had.
Well, yeah, she is a good one. So they say, anyway. I wouldn't know firsthand. I ain't in school no more.
Why, of course not. You're way under too old for that. It wouldn't hurt you a little.
But I do hate to see Lum go to jail over this.
Well, I don't know where he will or not, Grandpap. I got my doubts about it.
What about that injunction she claims she's going to get out again him? Said if Lum so much as tried to talk to her even, she'd have him slapped in jail.
Yeah, I know. But I don't think if it come right down to it, she'd actually do that, though. She's a pretty nice woman.
Well, yeah, she is.
No, Lum won't go to jail. I ain't scared of that at all.
Well, I don't know. Lum's bad luck. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see him behind the bar sooner or later. You know how things always turn out for him.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. He generally does get the poor end of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That man was born to have trouble, I do believe.
Yeah.
Can't think of nothing that ever turned out good for him.
Well, now that you mention it, I don't believe I can either.
He's just an unlucky varmint, that's all they are to it.
Yeah, I almost wish now I'd have talked him out of going over there.
Well, it don't make no difference. It was a mistake for him to go over there, all right, but it'd have been just as big a mistake for him not to go. The fates are just agin that man.
Well, who?
The fates.
I don't believe I know him. That's some new family moved in here.
No family, silly. It's just, fates. Fates, that's all I know. You hear folks say fates is agin him.
Well, I heard you say it just now, but what does it mean? Who are these fates?
Well, they ain't people, Abner. They're things like elements.
Elephants? Has he got one of them mad at him, too?
Elements.
Doggies, that's bad. Them things never forget nothing. They'll carry that grudge down to the grave with, I know a feller again.
Well, I never said nothing about elephants. I said elements.
What are them?
I don't know. Just drop it. All I know is that Lum is the unluckiest one human I ever knowed.
Well, if he's got all them things again him, he is unlucky. He's worse off than I ever allowed he was.
Oh, he is. He is. Ain't no two ways about it. Unluckiest one human that ever drawed breath, I know.
Doggett, I just hope he ain't having too much trouble right now.
Oh, I shudder to think about it.
Well, there's one good thing about this, Grandpap. Leastways, he'll get this mix-up with Miss Emmeline settled, even if it does turn out bad.
Yeah, but with Lum, it won't end there.
It won't?
Why, sure not. Settling this will just push him into some other trouble. You mind what I tell you?
Like going to jail, you mean?
Well, for him, going to jail would be getting off easy.
Well, what else do you think could happen to him?
No telling. With Lum, might not anything could happen.
Well, what, for instance?
Oh, I don't know. He'll say the wrong thing. She'll get even madder at him. She'll resign, and before she leaves, burn down the schoolhouse, and Lum will get blamed for it or
now,
something.
Now, Lum wouldn't burn down the schoolhouse. Anybody knows that.
Of course not. Lum never aims on doing nothing wrong. Things just turn out that way for him.
Yeah.
He's the unluckiest one human that ever drawed breath.
Yeah. To hear you tell it, he sure is.
Yeah. Ain't I right?
Well, in a way, I reckon you are, Grandpap. He is unlucky.
He never meant to do nothing wrong when he started this whole thing. Just said the wrong thing.
Yeah. Of course, now, he never ought to have told Miss Emmeline that he knowed the president of a railroad company. But, on the other hand, now, how did he know that she was going to need somebody to help her get a train reservation the next day?
That's what I mean. That's just what I mean. Things just work out that way for long. That's fate coming in again.
Where? Oh, no, you're wrong, Grandpap. That's Mousie coming in there.
Huh?
Mousie Gray, you know him. Oh, why, you never recognize him. You ought to get some new spectacles.
I can see just as good as you can. Better, even. What I'm talking about.
Yeah, howdy, Mousie. Come on in.
Yeah, proud to see you, Mousie.
Hello, Abner. Hello, Mr. Spears.
What can we do for you today, Mousie? Say, we got some soap powders in today, Mousie.
Hey, I better get some of that for Charity, Abner. She's been hollering her pigeon-toed head off for some of that.
Well, I guess I'd better get some, too. For Gussie, that is.
Yeah. By the way, how is she, Gussie?
Oh, fine.
Uh-huh, that's nice.
Yeah, here's your soap powders now. Anything else, Mousie?
No, sir. See, I really didn't come in to buy anything, Abner. I just wondered if one of you fellas would take this to the lodge meeting with you tonight.
Well, what is that, Mousie?
Why, it's the minutes of the last meeting.
Oh, well, ain't you going?
No, sir.
Well, you ought to. You're the grand exalted keeper of the scroll.
Yes, sir.
Well, why ain't you going then?
Well, I was going, but, well, I'm having shoe trouble again.
You mean they hurt your feet?
No, sir, I can't find where Gussie hides them.
Oh, I see.
When you get over there tonight, well, tell them if the minutes of the last meeting are not right, why, I'll be happy to change them.
Well, why wouldn't they be right? You was there, wasn't you?
No, sir.
Well, why wasn't you?
Well, shoe trouble.
Oh.
Well, how'd you write down these minutes if you weren't there, Mousie?
Yeah.
Well, I got most of them from Gussie.
From Gussie?
Yes, sir.
She wasn't at the lodge meeting.
Well, see, she got them direct from Miss Pomeroy.
Miss Pomeroy?
She ain't a member. That lodge is just for men folk.
Why, of course it is.
Yes, sir, but see, Miss Pomeroy got it direct from Mr. Pomeroy, and he's a member.
Now, Jimmy, wait a minute. That stuff that goes on at that lodge meetings is all secret stuff.
Yes, sir, I know it is. I haven't let a single soul read these minutes.
Oh, well, that's different.
Well, here they are, and I certainly appreciate you fellas helping me out.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Well, I guess I'd better get on home or Gussie will miss me.
Yes. So long, Mousie.
Yes, so long, Mousie.
I bet Gussie don't never miss him with nothing.
Yeah, poor Mousie. I feel sorrowful for him. The life that feller leads.
Oh, yeah, it's a shame. It is a shame. Can't call his soul his own.
You could tell he was
dying
to go to that lodge meeting tonight. There ain't no one thing he loves better than to stand up there in front of that lodge and read off them minutes.
Oh, I know it. I know it. That woman of his makes him lead a dog's life.
Yeah.
It's a shame he ever got married.
Oh, yeah.
Very odd. Not letting a man get out of her sight long enough to go to a little old lodge meeting.
Why, it's plumb ridiculous. Say, speaking of them minutes, you might as well take them with you, Grandpap.
Well, why don't you go ahead and take them, Abner?
Oh, I don't know. Well, there's just a chance that I might not get there myself.
Might not, huh?
No, so here, you just take them right along with you.
I don't know, Abner. I ain't sure that I'm going to the meeting. Got some other stuff I might want to do around home.
Other stuff?
Yeah.
You mean Charity?
Shorter. Why ain't you going? Elizabeth?
Shorter. It ain't that she won't let me go. Exactly. I could go.
Oh, I could, too, first and goes.
But I just figured it'd be a heap easier not to go and to have to listen to all that join for the next week.
And healthier.
Seems awful strange that you can go out any night you want to, but I have to sit home darning your socks.
Why, you never darn no socks for me.
That's Elizabeth talking.
I know. Yeah, I get the same flat-footed stuff. It ain't worth it. You know, Abner, when you come right down to it, me and you ain't a whole lot better off than old Mousie Gray.
Do you know any married man that is?
Abner, tell me, confidential, if you had it to do over again, would you? Or would you stay a bachelor? Well, go on, tell the truth. I won't repeat it.
Well, I will say now, there's times when I sort of think maybe being a bachelor has a lot of advantages.
Yeah, you take, for instance, Ed Wilford.
Ed.
There's a lucky man. When he wants to go out of an evening, there ain't a soul in the world he has to ask. Just goes anywhere as he wants to. Does anything he wants to. His own boss.
Yeah, wait a minute. There comes poor old Lum. So good, I just dread to hear what he's going to tell us all. Howdy, Lum. How did your meeting with Miss Emmeline come out?
Aye, Granny's, it couldn't have come out better.
Huh?
Got everything all fixed up.
Fixed up?
And what's more, you may be looking at your future Mr. Eddards.
Future Mr. Eddards?
Well, don't be surprised if wedding bells ring for me after all.
For the land's sakes, well, tell us what happened, Lum.
Well, I ain't got time right now. I've got to go report to the school board.
Oh.
I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right. Well, I do know. Did you hear what he said, Grandpap? Wedding bells.
Well, there you are, just like I was saying. That Lum is the unluckiest one human had ever drawed breath. Out of one batch of trouble into something worse.
Maybe Grandpap is right. When Lum thinks he's done something right, things are sure to turn out wrong. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.